In March 1970, I stood at the edge of the Atlantic while the world throbbed. Somehow my roommate Lee and I had found transportation to this island, her home beach. She came from Newport News. We'd heard about this cool happening, a total eclipse of the sun. None of us even knew what that meant, except maybe this guy Tom, whose dad worked for NASA. The next one was years and years away, he said. It'd be a bummer to miss something this big. I knew nothing about space. I didn't even know the sun was a star, in a galaxy among galaxies. What was a galaxy, anyway? And at 18, time had no meaning. I'm not sure why I even tagged along. Probably, since we attended a woman's college, I had nothing better to do. Instead of dating on weekends, I rode my bike to the junkyard for mixed media, gears or odd metal contraptions I couldn't identify, trying to make sense of the physical world by building art stuff from what society dumps. So I got plenty excited when Son of NASA taught us how to make those pinhole cameras. We knew not to look directly at the sun, but nobody'd heard of eclipse glasses. Probably only NASA people had those. We drifted along the beach, waiting. For what? I didn't know. The day darkened. With our backs to the sun, we stared hard at our rectangles. A tiny shadow moon advanced across the cardboard. Unspectacular. Bored, we raised our heads and looked around. Not at the sun, at the world. The vast stretch of wet, wave-marked sand seemed to undulate. The sea slapped the horizon. I'm a South Carolina sand lapper. I'd seen plenty of beaches, but this wasn't about the beauty of the beach. The day shaded sepia, an eerie, not dark, not light. The wet sand shone and vibrated with leftover radiance. For a split second, at totality, Son of NASA said it was okay. We peeked at the sun. Its gold ring edged the moon and purpled the sand, the water. The wind whipped my corduroy bell-bottoms around my ankles. My sneakers squished as we walked the deserted sand. We were practically the only ones on the planet, only a few alien beings nearby. I understood something new about myself, about this rock in space, and my place on it. Everything's bigger and more mysterious than we know, something I could have only learned in those 3 minutes of totality.